Okay, my biggest fear this morning was going to get up here without crying. I was doing great, and then Diane has to make me think of myself as a bleeding little lamb crying out to Jesus, so thanks a lot. So before I really get started, a couple things. I wanted to kind of just lay the land, get your bearings this morning, because I am going to be going over Ruth 1:1-5, and I just want to let you know that what really popped out at me as I began this was the very first sentence. It was happening in the time of the judges. There was a famine in the land. And so I'm going to be kind of in Judges for kind of a little longer than you might expect. So I just want to give you that heads up that we'll be there. And because I was thinking about it, you guys might go home today and your husband or your friend might say, hey, how was your study in Ruth? And you're going to say, I don't know, we were in Judges. But that's how it is when we go verse by verse, because we just are looking at different aspects of the Bible, and that is the whole picture, and it's a great thing. Hallelujah, right? So the other thing I wanted to say is how awesome the Holy Spirit is. Because prior to last week, I had it sort of set in my mind. The Lord had just put on my heart to really hone in this morning about the loyal covenant love of God for us. And that's where I was going with all of this. And it is so awesome, because then last week we had the intro to the book of Ruth. And Nicole mentioned that word. And it's really neat, because that's what I had already had on my heart to share. So that is definitely something that we want to hit home this morning. And then I noticed that that's what she called the series. I was like, oh, wow, steadfast love of God. So on your handout, it's the Hebrew word there. And it's spelled chesed, but it's hesed. And it's the Hebrew word for loving kindness. It is generally used to denote God's love for man. It is used throughout the Old Testament to describe God's character, his faithfulness or loyalty, associated with a covenant, loyal love. And I love what this one guy said. He said, hesed captures love as faithfulness in action, the commitment that sustains relationship despite circumstances. And that's what I really hope that we all leave here this morning with, is just knowing that loyal love of God, how much he loves us. So before we dig in, let's pray. Yeah, Lord, I thank you for giving us insight into your character. Right? He gives us a new heart that makes it possible for us to have that genuine hesed love by the power of the Holy Spirit for the Lord. So yeah, that's why I would have been praying that we would all understand that love of God for us, and in turn trust him, obey him, understand why he wants us to stay away from idolatry. And we too can, in 2026, I think it's going to be pretty amazing when we are like the sun rising in its strength in this, at work, at school, at the gym, at the bank, at wherever you go, at the store. You know, I personally can many times see someone's kindness. It's a stark contrast to some of stress, anxiety, and all of these things that are going on right now. And it's a beautiful thing when we can have that testimony like the sun rising in its strength. So let us all truly understand God's covenant love for us and what he did.